PCC is great because it offers the hands-on experience I need to pursue a career in a field that I enjoy, along with all the resources I've needed to complete my personal and academic goals.
Lancer Radio Network.
Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at lanceradionetwork.org. And now you could get the app and take Lancer Radio Network with you on the go.
And welcome everyone to Crane Waves on the Lancer Radio Network. Streaming live on Lancer Radio Network, ORG, Pasadena Campus. Today, we're going to do a show about superhero themes. And this is something that, of course, I really enjoy. Again, this is the show about the music of pop culture and the stories behind it. And something that we're used to in cinema is the theme. Characters have certain themes that follow along with them and musical cues that get us excited when we hear them. And in TV shows and when we hear the beginning of one of our favorite shows and that theme song comes on and we're like, oh, it's time to watch now. And when we're watching a movie like James Bond and suddenly that guitar riff theme comes on, we're like, oh, now we know the action is coming. And of course, this is really important in superhero movies. And I'm going to stretch that a little bit in definition today, just because I want to fit in some of the music that I really love. But superhero themes are embedded in the characters. And we're definitely going to hear a lot of things that we're familiar with today. And some are old classics and other ones are new and yet so associated with the way that the characters are now. So what we're going to begin with first is one of my favorite and one of the few from the MCU. So it's I make no attempts to hide the fact that I absolutely love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I've been watching it since Iron Man from the beginning and the ideas about it. And I love the giant universe that they made. But one of the things, though, about it is that they're a little short on some of the themes, the musical themes. A lot of their music is kind of similar, and it does the job really well. It gets you involved and such, but you know, it's kind of really hard if I said for you to, can you hum to me the Doctor Strange theme or the Guardians of the Galaxy theme? That's a little more difficult, but music is so very important in these movies. But this theme to one of the characters that only really appeared in one movie is my favorite of all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe themes, and it is to Captain America. And it appeared in Captain America, the First Avenger, his first movie, and it definitely embodies the old throwback 1940s march theme, and it's heroic. It invokes the spirit of the character, and I definitely respect that the way that they changed the character later, it didn't really fit for the Winter Soldier or for Civil War. But I love the little bit where you hear the theme in Endgame and a few other parts of going back to the Cap's roots. But this is the theme to Captain America from the First Avenger on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
We'll be right back.
I decided to not do this list as a top 10 because I love all of these, and I didn't really want to associate value, but I am making a call on this one. I believe this next one is the greatest, not only superhero theme, but possibly the greatest musical theme ever written for a character that most embodies the spirit and soul of that character. And even though there's been many different iterations of music for this character and a lot that I've enjoyed, to me, this is the one that is always in my head when I see it. And this is John Williams' theme from Superman. And I saved it for this. This is why I didn't have it in the John Williams show. But this theme is just, I think it's his best work. And yes, I'm saying that over the Star Wars music and theme. The opening that begins with the solitary horn that so represents the last son of Krypton, to the march scenes, to the beautiful center, which represents his romance with Lois, and just the driving music and the two different themes within the march that just personify, I feel, the spirit of Superman. And so this is the theme to Superman from John Williams on Crane Waves, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Thank you.
we're going to stick with the big guns here, because in 1989, Danny Elfman defined the soundtrack of Batman. And again, there's been many other very good Batman themes, but the 1989 Batman theme just, again, so embodies the Dark Knight, and especially its use in the superb animated series, and a theme that has mystery and the rising theme over and over again, repeating itself, and yet with so many different variations underneath it. Let's enjoy the theme to Batman from Danny Elfman. We'll be back with more of Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org right after this.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds. Streaming live 24/7. 24/7.
Who are you? Join me, Son Edom, for PCC Profiles right here on Lancer Radio Network on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time. PCC Profiles is a chance to get to know your PCC faculty up close and in person. That's PCC Profiles with me, Son Edom, on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on LancerRadioNetwork.org, and do tell a friend.
Hey, Lancers, in need for a quick pick-me-up or a bite to eat? Stop by the Java Hut. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find this cozy, on-the-go coffee hub on campus in between the e-building and the library. Their menu items include coffee, smoothies, salads, pastries, sandwiches, pasta, and more. Make sure to try their Java special for the ultimate energy booster. You won't be disappointed.
Do you want to be on the radio? Do you want your own show? Despite what the world is telling you, radio isn't dying. And here at BCC, the Lancer Radio Network is your opportunity to get your voice on the airwaves. We've got talk, music, sports, and news. Streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College. Check out LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Do you have an essay to write, but you just don't know how to get started? Well, you're in luck. Stop by PCC's Writing Center. Our writing consultants are trained tutors who can help you with the writing process, from constructing effective thesis statements to reviewing your grammar. The Writing Center is open to students in all majors. Come by and get the help you need with book reports, annotated bibliographies, and research papers. Need a computer? No problem. Check on the school webpage for our open lab hours, where students can come in and use the Writing Center computers. We are located in Building C, Room 345. That's Building C, Room 345. Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8:35 p.m., and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4:50 p.m. Now, you can even schedule face-to-face tutoring appointments online by logging into pasadena.mywconline.com. That's pasadena.mywconline.com. So come on by to PCC's
What's up? It's
Writing
Jay Robles from Lancer Radio.
We're here to help.
Want to know why I like Pasadena City College? I like PCC because everyone is super friendly and kind, and the campus itself has great vibes. PCC is where you want to be next semester. We are always welcoming new Lancers.
And we are back to Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org. And today's show is about superhero themes. And next, we're going in with Spider-Man, who also has had so many shows and movies throughout the decades that he's been around. And yet, there's one that I feel stands above all of them, and one that is most often in our heads, and ones that we like to hum to and sing along whenever we hear it. And I really love how in the latest movies they've been paying homage to this theme. And this is from the 1967 classic Spider-Man animated film.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes a Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
So that theme was written by Paul Francis Webster and Bob Harris. It was originally recorded in the RCA Studios in Toronto, which is also where the cartoon was produced, and it featured 12 CBC vocalists that were members of the Billy Van Singers and Laurie Bauer Singers groups. However, they were just studio musicians, unfortunately, and they don't get any residuals from the use since then. And that is a tragedy, because they would all be set up for how many times that theme has been played again and again. We're going to stick with Spider-Man a little bit more. Stay with me, Roman. And the theme that I chose for this is actually from the new Spider-Man PlayStation 4 game that came out recently, and it is brilliant. If you have a PlayStation 4, highly recommend picking it up. It is amazingly fun. As a Spider-Man fan, it's phenomenal, but just as gameplay-wise, I had a few friends over and who said they don't know video games, they don't play video games, and I sat them down and I put the controller in their hand and I just kind of showed them a little bit on how to start swinging around the city, and both of them were just lost within it, just enjoying swinging around New York in this beautiful environment while this incredible music was playing by John Pesano, who also did the music to Netflix's Daredevil series. So this is the music from the PS4 version of Spider-Man.
Thank you.
And that was the theme to the PS4 version of Spider-Man. All right. The best thing about the movie Batman v Superman was, of course, Wonder Woman. And unfortunately, she mostly appears at the end. But oh my goodness, what an entrance. When Wonder Woman appears in that movie and this music just kicks in, it was exhilarating. And I absolutely love blasting this in my car when I'm all alone. But just so you know, the instrument that's used is actually an electric cello that is played by Tina Guo. And she has her own music video of it. But I was so also excited in Wonder Woman's solo movie, which has also beautiful orchestra themes, but that they continue to use this theme and incorporate it within it. And it is just one of the most driving superhero themes ever. So this is Wonder Woman's theme. We'll be back with more superhero themes on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Where do you go to get connected to PCC Campus resources? You go to Campus Connection right here on Lancer Radio Network. Join me, Sa Needham, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time as we bring you interviews from the various campus resources here at PCC. Information that you need to help you survive the rigors of campus life. That's Campus Connection with me, Sa Needham, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on LancerRadioNetwork.org. And do tell a friend.
Running late to class and there's not enough time to purchase a parking ticket for the day? Save the hassle by buying a PCC parking pass. Parking passes are available to buy for annual, semester, and intersession use and can be bought in person or online. For online purchasing, head to Lancer Point and look for the Parking Self-Service portlet. To buy in person, head to the Police and College Safety Center located beside the bookstore with the current student Lancer card ID, class schedule, and exact cash or check.
Hey college students, as you all may know, life sure can be expensive, especially here in California. But guess what? The PCC Financial Aid Office is here for you. By offering assistance with FAFSA, DREAM Act, DACA, and one-on-one academic advisement, you can get the financial guidance that you need. Feel free to visit the office located on campus in building L114. Open weekly, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call 626-585-7401. Once again, that's 626-585-7401. Or visit the webpage at www.pasadena.edu/admissions-and-aid/financial-aid.
Pasadena City College serves over 30,000 students each semester, providing a wide array of academic programs. Whether you're looking to transfer, get a certificate of achievement, or an associate degree, PCC has your back. For a complete catalog of our programs, visit pasadena.edu/academics.
Running out of supplies? Need a last-minute Scantron? Has that highlighter completely dried out? The bookstore is here to help. Whether you need some new gear for those coffee-spilled clothes or a blue book for a test, the bookstore has got you covered. Literally. With an abundance of supplies, the bookstore has everything you need to be prepared for your classes. Anything from a simple eraser to your class textbooks. The bookstore is located in the B building, just south of the campus center. You never have to go far for what you need. They're open Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can also go to the bookstore's website to see what new markdowns there might be. Check them out at pasadena.bookstore.edu. That's pasadena.bookstore.edu. Or give them a call, 626-585-7378. That's 626-585-7378.
On LancerRadioNetwork.org. In today's show, we're talking about superhero themes. And the next movie we're going to talk about is one that I just love. I love The Incredibles. I love the first one. I love the second one. I love the style. I love the family dynamic. And until we get a Fantastic Four movie going, which we will finally get a good one now, that, I think, is the best superhero family dynamic that we have seen so far. But the music from Michael Giacchino, who is one of my favorite modern film composers. He's done wonderful work, the new Star Trek films, a number of other stuff. Definitely going to have to do a Michael Giacchino show later on. And but the Incredibles just has that Deco feel to the action and excitement that just so perfectly meshes with the visual style and the adventure. So this is music from The Incredibles.
Thank you.
was music from The Incredibles. The next two songs that I'm going to play are from the same composer. And I'm stretching this a little bit because I feel that his music fits in this list more than others. And that's the music of Basil Poldoris, who is an amazing composer. He wrote the music to The Hunt for Red October, which is one of my favorites. And these two films, which is Conan the Barbarian and RoboCop. And again, the theme that he wrote, Anvil of Crom, for Conan the Barbarian, is one that you have heard in countless trailers and has been used in so many other things over and over. Classic in old Legend of Zelda commercials from the N64 days, because this music just screams high adventure. And I also think that his theme to RoboCop is just an incredible work that has the rich undertones of the police hero that RoboCop is, but also the underpinnings of the satirical world and the things that are in it. So this is a little sweet putting together of the music of Basil Poldoris.
Thank you.
And that was music from Basil Poldides. The last piece that I'm going to play today, I'm doing just for fun. And it's another one that will be stuck in your head. And that will, it was, you might recognize it by the clues I'm about to give. It was written by Brian May, who actually plays all of the instruments in this piece, except for the rhythm section. And he used an Imperial Bossendorfer grand piano, which has 97 keys instead of 88, to have an extra octave on the low range. He also then used a synth, which he plays in the video, and his homemade Red Special electric guitar. And this is a musical duet between him and Freddie Mercury for the incredibly catchy and very kitschy theme to the movie Flash Gordon. That is our show. Thank you for joining us today on Crane Waves at LancerRadioNetwork.org, and look forward to seeing you again.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24/7. 24/7.